Hello there, this is Dave Allen, and today I'm doing some recording using the Amadeus Pro application on my iMac and using the Samsung microphone. Now, the reason that this is pertinent, because I've also been testing out an application on my iPad called Twisted Wave. And what I like about it is the fact that I also get the audio wave editor view, where I can see what the audio wave looks like. And if you're going to do some audio editing, that is the best way to do it. And I'm glad that I spent the €9 to buy Twisted Wave. Now, the other microphone that I have is the one on my head, which is the headset microphone that comes with Dragon Dictate. I have the iRig microphone, which is connected to the iPad, and that microphone actually works rather well. And to get it to sound just right, I did have to put a filter on there and also do a little bit of dynamics processing, and hopefully I should be able to remember the way that I set it up so I can do it again next time. I also have another microphone, which is the Zoom H2 microphone, which is a very portable one that I can use and has its own recording facilities in there with microphones at the top. But what I'm actually looking forward to is getting the giant squid lavalier microphone that I'll be able to connect to that. In fact, I've just remembered that I've got another microphone, a cheapy Chinese shotgun microphone. It's not very good quality, but it actually does work reasonably well considering the price of it. So lots of different ways of recording audio, and hopefully this new one that I'm going to be getting, the giant squid, will arrive soon. I ordered it last month and it's got a backlog of orders and it's supposed to be being sent out sometime in the middle of April. Seeing as we are now near the middle of April, it should be getting out soon, and hopefully it's not going to take too long to arrive to me from America. So what I'm doing now is I'm recording with the iRig microphone because I want to hear what it sounds like in the RAW in Twisted Wave and pass it through to the application Amadeus Pro, which I'm using on my Mac, and so I can compare it and you'll be able to hear the difference between the two ways of recording audio. So there you go, this is Dave Allen looking at audio recording using the iPad and the iRig microphone, and also making a comparison there with recording directly into the iMac using a quite good quality condenser microphone that is the Samsung CO3U. Okay, bye bye now, talk to you again soon. So I'm sure you can hear that there is a difference between the two recorded sounds there from the iRig microphone and the Twisted Wave on iPad compared to the Samsung on the iMac using Amadeus Pro. And I'm quite happy with the sound that comes out of the iRig microphone and the iPad. It's just that it probably sounds less rounded, less fuller of a sound. I'm not too worried about the quality of sound from the microphone because it is actually quite good. It just needs a little bit of adjusting to give it a little bit of a more rounder and richer sound to it. So there you go, bit of recording with two different ways of doing it on the iPad and on the iMac. Bye-bye now.